This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. If you can tell, this is not Jesse. It's Chris Kroc. Always love filling in for Jesse. And he'll be back Monday. We have so much stuff today. We have absolutely so much stuff to talk about today. And I also found out from executive producer Chris that indeed on Fridays they rehash kind of review of what happened over the week. I've got that too, some of the highlights. But today it is massive. I want to first start out by saying that, of course, you know that today, 81 years ago, was D-Day. And there's an amazing site from the Department of Defense they put up today. And I retweeted it. I want you to check it out. On my Twitter feed, at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-A-S-K-R-O-K, C-H-R-A-S-K-R-O-K. But listen to this. It has the, it's literally has the exact locations. It has who landed, when, the times. And you see the unbelievable operation that was D-Day. And you see how many people we lost. You see where we landed. 11,600 Allied aircraft total supported the D-Day landings. You see that 5:30 a.m., naval forces started a pre-landing, 7,000 vessels, 16%, more than 16% were U.S., 6:30 a.m., Omaha, Utah beaches, U.S. soldiers go in there. The first wave at Utah landed about 2,000 yards from where they planned. It turned out to be a blessing, because it was a more vulnerable area for them to land in. 73,000 U.S. troops landed in Normandy on D-Day. By the way, what is D-Day? There's three different possibilities, the DOD says, but the actual one is this. Usually the day is when you start. So it'd be like, you know, what I guess the date day, whatever the, you know. But since D-Day was a secret, it wasn't called, you know, blank day. It was called D-Day, as in day, because you ain't going to know the day. You're just going to know it's D-Day. That is what the DOD says is the explanation on that. And the dash day term is used now, but no one uses and never will use D-Day because there's only one D-Day. 73,000 troops landed. Can you believe that in one day? And the people that we lost, you know, I was watching last night, Happenstance, I get in these moods, and I heard Jesse talking about the other day, he's got a little time on his own, he watches something on Netflix, and he says he's watching something, like a war movie, so all of a sudden the transgender guy comes on, he can't even watch a movie with that. Now, I watched a war movie last night, at least I started it. And at the very beginning, it showed exactly where Britain, U.S., and even Canada, there was a little maple leaf on the screen that said, oh, there's Canada. And so it showed in real time an animation of how we came in, where the Brits came in and Canada came in, and then us pushing. And I'm just sitting there on my couch at an ungodly late hour because my wife is sleeping. I've been pulling double shifts all, you know, all on the air, all over the place, all over this great country of ours. And I raised my fist and I'm going, yes. And I held it up high, thinking those sons of bleeps, excited as if it were happening right now. 21,000 Canadian troops, or we should say about 21,000 Canadian troops landed at Juneau Beach on D-Day. By the end of the day, there was 10,000 killed. 10,000 killed in one day. Well, 10,000 killed, wounded, and missing. 6,600 Americans. 2,700 British, 946 Canadians. But we prevailed across the Normandy beachhead. There's pictures where you can see on my Twitter feed, on everybody else's feed out there. I don't call it X. I think it's horrible. Stupid name. And you can see the jaws, or they call, what do they call it, the jaws of death or whatever, the opening of the craft there, the watercraft that lands, was supposed to land on the beach, didn't. So much horror. And so God bless our soldiers. I saw our SecDef, Pete Hegseth, today. First of all, this morning, I saw him early morning doing PT with the troops on the beach. On the beach where D-Day happened. And it was glorious. And then a little later, I saw Secretary Hegseth shaking the hands of some of our precious World War II veterans who are still alive. God freaking bless them. And I heard them saying nice, nice things to him about how happy they are to see a man with actual, you know what, stones, cojones, huevos, leading our military. It's no coincidence that 61,000 troops have been recruited in our army. We met our goal 2 to 4 months early. Never happened before, but that's what happens when your cojones drop, as it were. And they just dropped with the election of DJT. So a little note from one of my buddies in his blog today. He says, my buddy Eric Erickson, 81 years ago today, 156,000 Allied soldiers stormed the beaches of France. By sunset, 4,400 of those soldiers would be dead on the beach. The other numbers I gave you included casualties as well, not just killed. Young men of America in a different era rose to face evil and won. There's another meme that I saw and retweeted that has these leftist pukes with their masks on. Suddenly it's okay to wear, it's still okay to wear a mask if you're supporting Hamas and leftist causes, militant terrorist leftist causes. But not if you're an ICE agent. We're going to get into that a little bit later. It shows an elderly man walking by. These leftists flipping off the camera and doing stupid things and wearing all their masks. And the leftist man walks past them and he stops and turns around and looks back. And then it kind of superimposes into D-Day. Because those SOBs sitting there, with their men dressed in skirts and their women dressed like men and in paramilitary gear, thinking they're Hamas terrorists, trying to act like it. In fact, with bloodlust, most likely like Hamas, for our Jewish brothers and sisters. Those sons of bees thrown in on a freaking boat landing on D-Day, they would crap their pants and run and cry. They'd be the ones you'd be PO'd as all get out, saying, get up here and do your freaking job, you baby, you pansy. There are warriors, there are men, there are women. And you can look no further than people like, I'm sure Jesse's children as they get older, my children. I see my son, who is a smart young man, going to graduate in the fall, loves this country, loves God, knows God. My daughter, who I see her working, she used to be a barista. I came in, I saw her handling 5-6 customers at a time, being gracious and pouring everything perfectly. And nobody complained about the drinks because she kicks butt and takes names because her daddy and mommy raised her right in a two-parent loving household, a Christian two-parent loving household, married, commitment. The D word is not an option in our household. There is no divorce in our household. That's what's missing in this society. Loving, two-parent homes, marriage, God at the center of everything. God first, marriage second, kids third, jobs fourth. Now we have Marilyn Man, Kilmar, Abrego Garcia, Kilmar, come back home. Chris Van Hollen wants you to come home and finish the job. For what, a third beating of his wife for smuggling in more illegals? Oh, it's bad. The reason why he's back here is because a federal grand jury in Tennessee just handed down a bunch of indictments for human smuggling and much worse against Kilmar. It turns out that Kilmar, the MS-13 terrorist wife beater, human smuggler, conducted over 100 runs, bringing in MS-13 members, children. So he was trafficking terrorists, children, and young ladies and women. And there's allegations of some sexual abuse that he did. There's allegations of pictures of minors that were sent off. This guy is the filthiest, dirtiest thing in the world. And I want you to remember that Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland went over there, humped his leg, had margaritas with him, and stared into his eyes with the greatest love one can have for somebody. You wish that? You wish your husband stared in your eyes like that, like the Van Hollen did. Humor! You wish your husband or your wife took you to El Salvador to a 5-star resort, sipped margaritas, and stared into your eyes with great love. Great love, deep love. You wish your husband and wife looked at you like they do, like Van Hollen did. Kilmar, you darn right. This is the Jesse Kelly Show all across the great United States of America on the 81st anniversary of D-Day. I've got an
animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show.
Okay, this is the best song of all time when I was in high school. Listen, I have gone, not to all of them, but I have gone to Aruba. I ain't nowhere near the list, but I've gone to Aruba. I've gone to Jamaica. I was at Key West in February, and by default, I stopped at Key Largo at a pizzeria, and... No, it isn't. Is it Aruba, Jamaica? Who I want to take it to? Bermuda, I've never been. Bahama, never been. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, yes. Montego, never been. That's Montego Bay in Jamaica, isn't it? Montego. So I've been to Jamaica. It's the same freaking thing, dude. Here's the problem with Jamaica: there are rocks everywhere. You cannot enjoy the beach. There is no beach because it's invaded by rocks. It is gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. The Blue Mountain coffee, it is good. I hate when these things where people say, oh, this is great. Such and such grow. It's great. You got to try the blah, blah, blah. And you go and you try it. It sucks. No, the Blue Mountain coffee actually really is good. It's just a gorgeous place. But you will get jacked, murdered, kidnapped, and God knows what else if you go out off the area where you're supposed to be as a tourist. I'll tell you that right now. You don't go to Kingstown unless you want to get kidnapped and held for ransom. Oh, by the way, you know the feeling when you're about to cut into a juicy, fat steak and hope it tastes as perfect as it looks? Worry no more. With Chef IQ Sense, it's possible to get it right every time. How? Well, it's a modern, completely wireless cooking thermometer that eliminates under or overcooking your food, which is like that's what I do all the time. No matter how you cook it, Chef IQ Sense was designed to withstand extreme heat. Can even survive in your deep fryer, I guess, if you drop it. Don't drop it in there, but if you do, it'll survive. From grilling to roasting or baking, Chef IQ Sense guarantees that your chicken, meat, or fish will come out exactly how you preferred your preferred outcome. Using Chef IQ Sense is simple. Insert the wireless probe into your food. Choose your desired doneness, as it were, the doneness, on the Chef IQ app, and it'll alert you when it's ready. That is awesome. It can handle up to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Wowie, wowie. 75% longer battery life. Can handle up to 70 hours with one charge. Sleeker, longer probe size, better connectivity on that longer antenna on the probe, giving you more improved signal strength. Stop the confusion on cooking. Eliminate the risk and serve every meal with confidence. Hey, Father's Day. This is your Father's Day gift. Chef IQ Sense works out of the box and with your favorite appliances. You can find the IQ Sense at chefiq.com and save 15% at the checkout with code Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. That's chefiq.com. Okay. Kumar! His wife. Kumar, we love you! Please don't beat me, but come home! Beat me in St. Louis. So here's the deal. The DOJ just had a pop-up press conference today that nobody knew about, and they say that they indicted Kilmer on a whole bunch of counts, a federal grand jury in Tennessee. And I want to play you pieces and bits from Pam Bondi, our DOJ, the head of the DOJ, our attorney general, and what she says. And if some of this is missed, I want to make sure I get it right, and I might get a little off on this, but I saw it live at the press conference, and he took pictures, I believe, of he did hundreds of human smuggling runs all over the country through Texas. People from countries all over the Central America. He smuggled in MS-13 members. He is an MS-13 member, and he smuggled in children. And Pam Bondi talks about child sex trafficking. He took pictures, apparently, of a child, I believe it was, and sent it off. Perhaps for human trafficking of a child for sex slavery. He also took, he apparently may have sexually assaulted some people that he transported. So this is who Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland just went and just flew over on our taxpayer dime and just humped that guy. It's like he went to town. Like Clark Griswold was, Cousin Eddie told Clark, Clark, it's best when he locks on, he gets a little Mississippi leghound, you just let him finish. And that was Chris Van Hollen to Kilmer. Let's play the what we have now from our Attorney General Pam Bondi today in a press conference just in the past hour or so.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women. He made over 100 trips, the grand jury found, smuggling people throughout our country. MS-13 members, violent gang, terrorist organization members throughout our country. Thousands of illegal aliens were smuggled.
So, I haven't checked Chris Van Hollen's Twitter or X feed. I hate calling it X. I haven't checked his feed. Has he commented yet, producer Chris, as far as we're aware? Yeah. I wonder why. I wanted to come out and go, I still stand for this Maryland man. Oh, by the way, Bill Malugin, Fox News correspondent who handles all these illegal issues and many more, he took an Axios headline story, retweeted it, and says, they're still going with Maryland man. Axios says, wrongly deported Maryland man. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is on his way back to the U.S. as if he's getting a hero's welcome. He's coming home to his wife, who he beats multiple times over multiple years. Maryland man, just like Boulder, a Colorado man. Yes. Allahu Akbar. Trying to burn Jews to death in the streets of Boulder. He's a Colorado man. All right, coming up next, we have more on the DOJ's press conference today with Pam Bondi. And my gosh, we have so much more to get into. Then we're going to get into the epic battle of Musk and Trump. Who's winning? Who's going to win? Wowie, wowie. Musk is in some trouble. That's all coming up next on the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Kroc filling in.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Pass on Phil Collins. Hard pass on Phil Collins. I love his Alamo that he, the history that he owns and he loans to us. I think he's a wonderful guy. I do. And there's some great songs that he sings over the years, but that is not one of them. In my humble. Oh, I'm not wrong. Now, you want to know the most, there are songs that you say when they come up in the concert, if you're a man, you must leave. There are songs that would come up where you need to flee and go to the bathroom or go get a beer, or you absolutely are no longer a man. That would be You're No Son of Mine. If he sings that thing at a concert, you run like hell. You're not a man. Thank you. I appreciate your honesty for once, producer Chris. The Eagles, Tequila Sunrise is bad too. Yeah, but actually I'm thinking of Johnny Come Lately. Holy crap. Well, I do like anything with Joe Walsh and the Eagles is fantastic. Hotel California is great. I can sing it in with an Indian accent, but I won't do it now on demand. We're on too many stations. It's I will only do it, you know, on a singular station at a time. But I have an Indian accent singing Hotel California. I'll just leave it at that. Hey, Pure Talk. Chris was noticeably silent on that last comment there. He's, Pure Talk, Jesse's wireless company, a veteran-led company, believes every man and every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag, period, to 1,000 U.S. veterans in time for the patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone to service to Pure Talk this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags to deserving veterans with plans from just $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data. You can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network while cutting your cell phone bill in half. The average family saves over $1,000 a year. Can you imagine if you had an extra $1,000 in your pocket every year? Just dial, that's a real stimulus. Not a government one. Just dial pound 250, and say the keyword, Jesse Kelly. And Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will get you switched hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly to support veterans and to switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Okay. Maryland man. Axios still calling him Maryland man. He's coming home. That's like their headline, as if he's like he's been freed and he's awesome and he's innocent. No. He's been indicted by a federal grand jury in Middle Tennessee for human smuggling. Here's part two of Pam Bondi, our Attorney General, speaking today in a press conference just an hour or so ago.
This is especially disturbing because Abrego Garcia is also alleged with transporting minor children. The defendant traded the innocence of minor children for profit. There are even more disturbing facts that the grand jury uncovered. It is alleged this defendant is part of the same smuggling ring responsible for the death of more than 50 migrants in 2021 after the tractor trailer overturned in Mexico. This is part of that same ring.
Mexico?
The defendant abused...
Hold on. I got to call something here. Mexico? Who calls it Mexico? Just a sidebar. Sorry.
Oh, this is part of that same ring. The defendant abused undocumented alien females, according to co-conspirators, who were under his control while transporting them throughout our country. This defendant trafficked firearms and narcotics throughout our country on multiple occasions. They were using vehicles, SUVs, with added seats in the back, floors that had been ripped out, guns, narcotics, children, women, MS-13 members. That is what the grand jury found. A co-conspirator alleged that the defendant solicited nude photographs and videos of a minor.
Did you hear that? Kilmar solicited nude photos and videos of a minor. Who's the co-conspirator? Most likely, it is the man who was Kilmar's boss. You remember in that state patrol video when he was pulled over by Middle Tennessee state troopers as he was going through that country smuggling illegal aliens? He had a fourth row added to the back of this SUV, 8 illegals in the car, 9 people including Kilmar, the MS-13 terrorist human smuggler wife beater. And you remember the state trooper with the dog said, you know what this is, don't you? He's got $1,400 cash on. That's his pay. He's a human smuggler. They called the FBI. They called ICE. And it was Joe Biden's FBI and ICE. So they said, no. Let that man smuggle illegals, minors, take nude pictures of minors and little children and assault. He's accused also of assaulting women, some of the women he was transporting. He's a hero. Chris Van Hollen. Actually, I can see his tweets, some of the things he said today to try to excuse this. I'll get to that in a moment, but here's the rest of Pam Bondi. I'll rewind a second and play the rest.
That the defendant solicited nude photographs and videos of a minor. A co-conspirator also alleges the defendant played a role in the murder of a rival gang member's mother.
Yes, killing mothers, helping kill mothers. He's a Maryland man. Now, the co-conspirator I was getting at was his boss. He when he was pulled over by the Tennessee trooper on that video that we've all seen, body cam video, he said, "This is my boss's truck." He played stupid, like he didn't know what was going on, or he pretended he couldn't speak English that well. His boss is a human smuggler. His boss is a convicted human smuggler. And he is in prison. He's an illegal immigrant. He's a human smuggler. And in fact, he said, yes, the Trump administration, FBI, went and interviewed him. And they said, let's make a deal here. You tell us what you know about this guy. Turn feds evidence or state's evidence, whatever you want, state's witness, and tell us what you know and testify on the record, and he'll most likely get a better, lowered sentencing. And so his boss turned on him. That was his boss's vehicle. The guy that owned that car said, yes, that was my car. I'm a human smuggler. He works for me. ICE Baltimore had put a note in on every law enforcement entity across this across the United States, federal and local, to say, if you pull this car over, immediately notify ICE Baltimore. Because, did I say Boston? It's Baltimore. Immediately notify ICE Baltimore because that is a human smuggling car. We've nailed them before. That's a human smuggling car. So it was already totally officially on the record that this was a human smuggling car. So you got the guy who owned the car who was in jail for human smuggling saying that, yes, he was on a human smuggling run. I paid him. He was my guy. And now that's probably the linchpin in all of this with all the details that they're sharing today. So there it is, the Maryland man. Meanwhile, Chris Van Hollen, 16 minutes ago, tweeted, it's National Gun Violence Awareness Day. Now, it's kind of funny because my AR-15 has never jumped out and committed violence. It's amazing. I've owned it for maybe, I don't know, 8 years, 10 years. I have no idea anymore. My handguns, of which I tend to conceal carry almost all the time in this great state of Texas that I'm in, they've never killed anybody. Isn't that interesting? Guns don't have violence. People make violence, but that's okay. Meanwhile, he also, Chris Van Hollen said, after months of ignoring our Constitution, it seems like Trump has relented to our demands for Kilmar. And here he goes. Here's just trying to wriggle out of it. This has never been about the man. It's about his constitutional rights and the rights of all. He has a right to pimp, beat, smuggle, and take pictures, nude pictures of children. He has that right. And I made sure of it. And I went and humped his leg and had a margarita with him and fell in love with him right there. Anyways. Okay. And by the way, the adjudication is this. If he's convicted, he'll be put to jail for the sentence here. And then immediately upon the sentence being done, he will be then immediately deported to his home country of El Salvador. He will go to CECOT and he'll rot there for probably a long, long, long time. All right. Coming up next, Musk versus Trump. It is going wild. That's a big one. That would have been our lead story if it wasn't for Kilmar. That's up next. It's Chris Kroc in for Jesse Kelly, The Jesse Kelly Show.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
We figured out why I said get the Jesse Kelly Show, because the Guess Who, which this is the Guess Who still, right? It's a Guess Who hour. I said Jesse Kelly Show because I heard the Guess Who and I heard Jesse. I was supposed to say Jesse's name at the same time. Woo! Okay, hey, you all know that what speed dating is, right? Well, if you're the owner of a growing business, what if there was a feature like speed dating only for hiring? In other words, you could meet several interested, qualified candidates at once. Handsome, strapping lads like myself and Chris and Jesse, all at one designated time, or at a designated time. Well, it's good news, though. It's there. It's Zip Intro from Zip. I can't talk. ZipRecruiter. You can post your job today and start talking to qualified candidates tomorrow. And right now, you can try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Customize a few things here right to you. I'll tell you about this. You can get back-to-back video calls for your job, looking for your candidates. You can pick a time, and Zip Intro does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people as soon as the next day. So it's very easy. Enjoy the benefits of speed hiring with new Zip Intro, only from ZipRecruiter, rated number one hiring site based on G2. Try Zip Intro for free. Free! At ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Zip Intro, post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Free! There we go. There we go. Why not? All right, so this whole Musk thing with Trump. Musk is literally getting his ass handed to himself. He literally is at war with himself in this. Trump has been restrained, especially for Trump, has not gotten down in the juvenile dirt. Musk literally kept hacking and hacking and hacking. And why? I think, and I'm not here to rip him and go after him like a sycophant. Like I'm not a leg humper of Trump's. I'm a big fan of his, but I'm not a leg humper. Just like Jesse, I don't agree with him all the time just because I'm supposed to agree with him all the time. I'll criticize him when it's appropriate. But Musk is wrong in this, and I'm not turning on Musk and being like, I hate Musk. No. He's just messed up. He's used to getting what he wants. He's the richest man in the world. He's a genius. He's probably the smartest man in the world. He's our Abraham Lincoln. Not Abraham Lincoln. Excuse me. He's our Benjamin Franklin. He is an amazing guy. But he's childish at times. He was wanting to do many things in the White House that the staff was like, no. Did you hear that he was in a pushing, shoving match with Scott Bessent? Actually, it wasn't a pushing, shoving match. He apparently shoved Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary. And Trump obviously went nuts and said, get out of here with that, you know. He was trying to get in so many tendrils of the Trump administration. And I think he was frustrated, too, because I think he found that government is way, way harder to deal with than the private sector. I'm sure he knew that was going to be challenging going into it, but to come out and only have, I think it was $170 billion cut instead of a trillion or half a trillion was very frustrating for him. But I want to share a few things on this. It was so stupid and so bad what Elon did by plunging right back into controversial things, going at war with somebody, let alone the most powerful man in the world. His company crashed. Tesla's market value, and remember, he went back to Tesla to make sure he could save himself because the board was looking at replacing him because of all the damage that Tesla was done. So, by the way, speaking of radical leftists in masks, firebombing Teslas and Tesla dealerships, the Babylon Bee has a report out today that says that Trump was caught firebombing a Tesla dealership today. As it's got the AI picture from behind of Trump throwing a Molotov cocktail at a burning Tesla dealership. No, he didn't. But the Tesla went down by $152 billion, the market value, in one day. It's the biggest one-day decline in its capitalization in the company's history. The Tesla shares just yesterday alone plunged 14% during the trading session, and the slide continued after hours trading when shares sank as much as 2.7%. So what is that, a 16.7% cratering? It's the worst two-day stretch for Tesla stock since the 2 days ending in November 9, 2021. And was that around COVID, producer Chris? November 2021? Yeah. Was that before or after it started? Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't know the exact date of when it started. I know what happened. We were all there. But, okay, so that's probably why it was their worst time previously, because it was probably COVID. I mean, who's buying cars then? Elon Musk also said yes to Donald Trump's impeachment. And he also really, really was nasty with Jeffrey Epstein saying he's on the client list, and that's why they haven't released it. Do you think Joe Biden would have released the Epstein files if Donald Trump was implicated on there for doing something with minor girls? Yeah, exactly. Too many Democrats, producer Chris says. Now, the funniest thing in the world is with Elon Musk saying Jeffrey Epstein, he's on the list. That's why he didn't release it. His own AI search engine, chatbot, Grok. Somebody put in to Grok and said, hey, what about Trump with the Epstein files? And Elon Musk's own AI chatbot said that the Trump administration released the Epstein files on February of this year, which contradicts the claims they were withheld to protect him. His own freaking AI chatbot said that he's wrong. So what he's doing is just acting like a child in a tantrum because Trump was getting sick of him. He was pushing around too much. Fox News says Musk was wearing thin on Trump for about a month. Peter Doocy reported. Doocy also reported. Oh, this is the thing, too. A red Tesla vehicle. Remember, he bought that $91,000 Tesla, paid cash full price, and it's sitting on the White House lawn. It still was there today, and it's supposed to be for staff to use or whatever. Do you think that thing's going to be there tomorrow? The reports today are that he's thinking of giving it away or selling it. I think there's no way that red Tesla will be back on Monday, but I think it'll be gone tomorrow. I think he doesn't mess around. Trump doesn't mess around. It'll be gone. This is a tremendous blow to Elon Musk. That's why he's all of a sudden starting to come back. He wanted to meet with Trump today on the phone. He initiated that. Trump wouldn't meet with him, as you know, made some great crude comments and about him, saying he's not going to return his call, he's not interested. And so the White House aides said they would take his call today. So Elon Musk can't even get on the phone with President Trump anymore. And Trump says, I'm not going to talk to him for a while. What did he say to fake news CNN's Dana Bash? Here, this was this morning. I'm not even thinking about Elon. He's got a problem. The poor guy's got a problem. I won't be speaking to him for a while. But of course, I wish him well, right? So, guess what else? Daily Caller broke this story today. Despite his public insistence otherwise, a senior congressional source tells the Daily Caller that Elon Musk did directly ask Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, to include EV tax credits in the big, beautiful bill. They are out. That's also why he's peeved. So Elon Musk did this. Elon Musk, in his mind, my take is he says, I spent millions of dollars. I did all this work. He wanted co-presidency, and he's got an ego like a child. And I'm not angry about him. I'm just saying, I think that his ego and his expectations were way high. A little bit more on this Musk-Trump back and forth coming up next, and then we get into illegals, hostility towards ICE, all that coming up next. Chris Crockin for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
This is an iHeart podcast.